And what we're about to do here is that thing where we are at our best. We're about to go traipsing through the wild. That means it is Corby with a wireless microphone here at practice at Cowboys training camp. Cobra, do you have us?
I do have you. Do you have me?
Loud and clear so far.
Wonderful. Well, practice is going on.
Practice.
I'm staring at the back
practice.
Of one, our old colleague, Mickey Spagnola, who is intently watching practice right now, as are many other media folks.
We're serious about this.
To my left, of course, I'm very happy to announce, Danny.
Yes, Corby.
That the entire brigade of Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders that we hung out with last night are right here.
And they don't remember you at all.
They do. They just walked up and gave Kat, our leader, a signed little card from the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders to give to his daughter.
Because he paid their tab last night.
Actually, I did, Jeff, and I'm not going to forget that. So let's go over there and say hi. What do you say?
All right, let's do it.
Well, first off, let's ask Kelly. Kelly is their leader.
Hi.
Hey, Den Mother.
Corby. Hey, Den Mother.
Can we talk, Madam Sweetie? No. Can we talk to some of these girls?
Sure, if you'll be nice.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, Corby.
Naughty.
I will not be naughty. I promise you. Was I naughty last night?
Yes.
A little.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were harmless. We talked about movies and sports and golf.
We did.
And Howard Stern.
And Howard Stern.
And Howard Stern, your hero.
Yeah. Yes, you were shocked to hear that.
I was very shocked. I put you guys above Howard Stern.
Well, we put you above Robin Quivers.
Thank you.
All right, so Kelsey.
Weird.
How are you, sweetheart?
Good.
Did you have fun last night?
I had a lot of fun last night.
It was great, wasn't it?
It was great.
Did you get up in time for your gig?
Of course.
You did? Okay.
I was early to bed. Were you early to bed?
Yeah, relatively. We left at a good time.
Got up, had some breakfast, some coffee, and came out here and did a great signing for a lot of the fans in the midway over here, and now we're watching practice.
Now, how old are you?
25.
25. And you went to school where?
At TCU in Fort Worth.
We know where it is. We're all locals too.
We're Horned Frogs together, right?
That's right. We went to school at the same time.
Same time.
Yes.
Graduated the same year.
Yes.
You were the claw.
I used to pick her up. I was the bottom of the pyramid on the cheerleading squad.
That's right. We stunted together.
We've stunted many times together.
Yes.
Now, but you have something very interesting in your background. You are not a local girl. You are from where?
Minnesota.
Which is so weird. First off, does she have an accent?
No.
Sometimes.
Ask her to say a vowel.
Sometimes?
It's my O's and my A's.
Okay. Did you lose it purposefully when you came down here?
Yeah, I was getting made fun of.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, did dudes not like it?
I don't know if boys don't like it. I just don't think it was a very becoming accent. I think it's neutral now. We've lost it all.
Yeah, but when you go back home to Minnesota, people say that you sound like a southern chick, right?
Yeah, they say I'm a southern belle now.
And then you start trying to talk like they do just to kind of ingratiate yourself back to their side, correct? You play both sides against the middle.
No, now I'm in
Texas. I know your drill.
Now I'm in Texas.
Did she play both sides?
I think if I have a southern accent,
Michael,
I like that a lot better than
behave.
My southern one.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Now, boyfriend?
This thing up.
No.
Currently, no.
Currently, no.
What happened? You didn't find some stud frog man when you were in school there and sweep him off his feet?
You know, right now I'm at a point in my life where cheer was my dream, and that's something I want to focus on. And if you want to be the best at your craft and your passion, then, you know, other things kind of get.
Ask her if she smokes a lot of pot.
We don't have a lot of time as cheerleaders. We're practicing, or, you know,
ask
we all
how many
work full-time
times she's
jobs
been engaged.
And we have other things going on. So,
what's your full-time job?
I do marketing and sales for a distributing company.
We're very
so vague.
Generic.
It's very vague. It's very straight out of The Godfather.
Well, I went to TCU for advertising and public relations.
Is she distributing for the THC Buffalo?
Okay. You like what?
Like working with computer graphics.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine enough. Did you see a lot of...
Boys come last. Cheers always first.
Cheers first. You do this for the money, right? You guys are just loaded from what they pay you. Do they still pay you like
$6.38
a game?
38 cents a game?
Let me ask you this, Kelly. Has the pay increased at all since you were a cheerleader back in
the 40s?
Or earlier?
Back in what? Yes, it has. When I was a cheerleader, I made $15 a game.
What is it now?
It's changed. It's higher than that.
It is?
Yes.
100? But you get like free trips to go to cool places, right? Y'all get to go to Guam and Chad and stuff.
Chad.
Honduras. Chad. No, seriously, yeah. They
Somalia.
Go on USO tours. Afghanistan.
Haiti.
They get to go to Russia. Iceland and have dinner with the boys from the ticket. What more do you want?
Dude, that's awesome. Are we going out again tonight?
You name the place.
Okay. I'll name it later on. I don't know exactly where we're going, but we'll go somewhere.
Okay.
All right. Where's JC? There you are. Come here, sweetie. How's it going?
Good.
Did you have fun last night?
I did.
We very much enjoyed talking to you.
I enjoyed talking to y'all.
Because you're a little Louisiana girl.
I am. Bayou girl.
Yeah, so you went to LSU. When'd you get out?
2012.
Okay, so you're right around my age, too.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, it's so weird. We're all the same age.
Go figure.
Now, you, boyfriend?
No.
No?
No.
You didn't drag anything out of LSU?
No. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, does anybody have a girlfriend? Let's just start there with all y'all.
Scissor me.
No? Everybody's semi-straight?
How many times has she been engaged?
So has anybody been engaged? Wait, you're married.
I'm engaged.
You guys are both married? How many married chicks do we have on the squadron?
Three.
Three?
Married.
Married? Do the husbands care? Like that dudes are macking down on you or staring at you in your outfits and stuff?
There's no macking over here. My husband's very supportive.
He is.
What's macking?
He's my number one fan. He was the one who really pushed
me. I thought that I was his number one fan.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
He went to OU, right?
He did. He played baseball there, and he's a big fan of your show as well.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's fabulous.
Hi, Ross.
Oh, that's
all right. How many of them have been engaged more than once?
How many of you guys have been engaged
more than once?
More than once.
Never.
Has anybody been engaged and broke it off, as it were? No?
Who was the last one to get dumped?
How many of them have kids?
Anybody have kids?
Not this year.
No?
Oh, not this year?
Is anybody pregnant right now?
And if not, would you like to be?
Who was pregnant at the bar taking shots last night? That's what I wonder.
Does anybody think they might be?
Yeah, because we know doctors in the area for testing.
God.
For testing?
What?
We need to get them on prenatal vitamins, Cobra.
Sorry, I'm listening to questions back there from the audience. Okay, well, guys, thank you very much.
Good
luck. We enjoyed it. Good luck with everything. We'll see you later on. Maybe. Hopefully. All right. Bye, guys.
Bottom.
Thanks, Kelly.
Bottom.
We'll see you later.
Okay. Well, that wasn't very much fun.
You know what? Eat a bag of dongs. God.
Peanuts.
All right. Jeez, I hate the peanut gallery.
All right.
So
look.
Effing much.
Let's discuss this some other time. We've got a few more minutes. There's still time to pull this segment out.
I'm just
find
kidding.
Somebody
there's,
else.
Look, I'm just kidding. I know there's only so far you can go with them.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, this guy's got a mohawk.
Tell him
what's that?
You're one of him.
Whoa, and you got a huge earring, too. We're losing it. Did I just break
no,
it?
No, you're
I
all
got
right.
You, we got
you're
you.
All right.
Okay.
We got you.
What's your name, cuz?
Javier.
What?
Javier.
Okay, that's an interesting earring you have. Is that a real diamond?
Yeah.
It is?
Where's he from?
Did you get it from the diamond doctor?
McFarland, California. Where's that?
Close to Bakersfield.
Did you grow up a Cowboy fan?
Yep.
Why? Are you from here?
I've always been from California, but my uncle was from Texas, and he always watched the Cowboy games, and we all watched them too, so we became Cowboy fans.
Now, that's an interesting mohawk you have. How long you had that?
For a while.
You ever roam the streets of Bakersfield?
How long?
For a while.
Do you know Buck Owens?
For a while? Why'd you decide to shave it?
It's hot.
You think you're hot in general or the weather?
Weather.
Oh, okay. He's trying to snap some photos, too. You got a lot of, what is this? What are your bracelet and necklaces? What is all this? What is this made of? Pewter?
Stainless steel.
All right.
Ask him if he knows Buck Owens.
Do you know Buck Owens?
No.
No.
He hates your guts.
Boy, he really does.
God.
No.
That guy would eat me for lunch, too. I'll tell you that
Do
right
you
now.
Know Buck Holy. Owens? He's been dead for like 20 years.
No.
No. Can that be your question for everybody from this point forward?
God.
Let's talk to this, madam. Hi, Miss. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Now, what brings you to Cowboy Camp?
My son, Will Smith, is on the team.
You are the second mom that we have met in consecutive days. This is crazy.
Wow, this is exciting, but yeah.
Okay, all right. What position does Will play?
Linebacker.
Does he have a chance?
Is he the one that went to Texas Tech?
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
Does he have a chance?
Cool. And when was he drafted?
On seventh round.
Seventh round. Did he think he was going to go that late, or was he thinking a little bit earlier?
He thought he was going a little bit earlier, yeah.
That's cool. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Riverside, California.
Oh, wow. So how far away is that?
Do you know
Buck
Owens?
That's about 2.5 hours.
So did you just drive it for the day? Are you staying up here for a couple days?
We'll stay up here till Sunday. We've been here since yesterday.
Very cool. Now, were you excited when he went to Tech?
Oh, yes.
How old
really
is she?
Excited.
Did you go to Lubbock for games?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Had you ever heard of Texas Tech before he went to school there?
Yes, I did when Cheryl Swoop played basketball there.
That's right. That's right.
How old is she?
Now, how old are you?
How old am I? I'm 44.
44. So you class of 88?
87, actually.
87. Yeah. Okay. You got any other kids?
Yeah, that's Will's twin brother right there, Wade Smith.
Hi, Wade. How are you, brother?
And I have Patrick, that's his cousin.
Hi, Patrick.
And he has a brother, Wesley Smith, who's
17. How will you feed? That's a lot of kids.
Yeah. Well, how will you feed?
Twins.
Do you know Buck Owens?
I have three kids.
Okay. Do you know Buck Owens?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever met Tom Hamilton of Aerosmith?
Sorry, how's it going? How's it going, sir? Who's that?
That's Wade, my husband Wade. That's Will's dad.
Oh, that's Will's dad?
Oh, my God.
How's it going, man? You must be very proud.
How will you feed?
It's pretty cool. Now, did you guys grow up? Did you guys grow up cowboy fans?
Yes, all my life.
All your life. So, how random is this? Were you jumping up and down when your kiddo got scooped up?
I passed out first, but unbelievable. I passed out, then I got happy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you dream about this.
Yeah.
It came true.
That's pretty cool. That is a real success story.
Oh, yes.
Now, how old are you, Wade?
Until he gets cut.
45. So you got a little younger at that position here, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
It's a good move. Smart move.
Oh, yeah.
How long you guys been married?
21 years.
Wow. All good? Everything good?
Everything's good.
Yeah, kicking along?
Kicking along.
Yeah, that's cool. So were your kids big eaters?
Oh, yes. They're still big eaters.
Yeah?
Yeah, eat us out of house.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, about when they were a little.
Here we go.
Well, I think little Wade ate more than William, but
he's really asleep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
How did you feed?
Bottles. Yeah. Bottles.
Bottles?
Yes.
She tried, but...
Bottom.
It was too much on her time. Her time was taken up.
Yeah, because having twins, working both sides of the equation there, that's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Most definitely.
She would fall asleep and she would drop them.
Yeah. Do you have to pump a lot, too?
Yes.
That's awful, isn't it?
Yes.
Just remember that sound coming out of the bedroom from my wife. It's terrible. Well, I'll tell you what. You guys have been great. Good luck to your kiddo. This is a very cool moment for you. Did you like the Cowboys too, or was he just the only one?
Well, I did with him. I dove in. William's a Cowboy fan too, so.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Nice. All right, guys. Enjoy your stay. Drive carefully. Take care.
Thank you.
Dude. Unbelievable. You asked her with her husband there.
You damn right I did.
How will you find
the tickets, Kirby Davidson?
You are the snake.
Well, I still, my favorite question is, do you know Buck Owens? And they just go, no.
What are the odds? Both days, the second person we interviewed were mothers of kids out there. That's cool.
And you know where it's going. So, were your kids big eaters?
Yeah. I started laughing. Kids like to eat? How will you feed?
All right.
All right, community quick hits are coming up here.